Good morning. Welcome. Come into my office. It's Ask Me Anything with Coach MJ, the Wednesday, June 11th edition. Welcome. Come on in. Come on in. We got an email. I know y'all. Oh, Coach Lizzie is with us today in the chat and in the Q&A. I will tell you, we usually have the amazing Coach Kathy Hartman, but she is in Europe on a 2-week vacation. There's that. We got an email the other day about like the chit chat at the beginning. I don't think a lot of you realize this, but whenever I open the Zoom room, it takes a couple of minutes for everybody to get in. And so that is why we chit chat a little at the beginning to let everybody get into the room, because Zoom is not, it's not magical like Star Trek. You know, when they beam you in, they don't do it. Zoom doesn't do it that way. It takes a minute. So, I'm very excited about this Sunday. If you have not heard, and for anybody that's new, we have a very beloved sheet inside of No BS, and it's called the Fuck It Foods Worksheet. So, what is the Fuck It Foods Worksheet? It's a worksheet you fill out. We've all done it. You're eating, and either you keep eating and you just say, fuck it, or you know you're not hungry, but you see something in there, you know, in the kitchen, and you're like, well, fuck it. I'll just go ahead and eat it anyway. It's just a little bit, it won't, whatever it is, right? And it is an emotional eat. And since we're doing emotional eating this month, that's why we're doing it. We have redone the worksheet. Yay! It's brand new. I just saw it. It's not on the website. It will be on the website by the end of the day. This new Fuck It Foods worksheet. So it's under resources and helpful worksheets. If you go there now, it'll be the old one, and we're going to do a new one. Yasmin is working on it right now, and it will go up by the end of the day. Okay. Sunday, I'm doing a mini workshop. That's what we're calling it. We're going to do the Fuck It Foods worksheet together. So, you need to do a few things. If you're going to attend live, I want you to do these things to come live. However, you can also do it on a replay, right? You can also do it on a replay. It will be up by Tuesday. You can work through it. And if you have questions and you're on the call, of course, you can ask in the chat or the Q&A. But if you're listening to the replay and you do the Fuck It Foods worksheet, separate from Sunday, and you have a question, guess what you do? You go to ask coaches and they'll help you there. So you, it's like if you do it later, it doesn't matter. You can just go to ask coaches and ask your questions at that time. So here's what I need you to do. This is this Sunday, Jean. So it's a mini workshop. We're going to do it together. I'm going to do it too. Worksheet, the new, brand new, redesigned Fuck It Foods worksheet goes up this afternoon. So you can check the website resources, nobswoman.com, resources, helpful worksheets. Okay. I want you to go check it out. Make sure you print it or you can download it to fill it digitally. And this is something we've never done. So for all of you oldies but goodies that is like, I've done the Fuck It Foods worksheet. Number one, it's a new Fuck It Foods worksheet. You haven't done this one. That's number one. And number two, we've never done it this way before. We never typically, I'm not gonna say never, because that's like 98% of the time, a fuck it moment comes when you are not hungry. So here is what we're gonna do that's different. This time, and you're gonna get an email on Friday as well about the Fuck It Foods worksheet with all of these instructions as well. You're gonna come not hungry. I want you to come to the call. If you know, if you're on the West Coast, I want you to have breakfast. If you're on the East Coast, well, I mean, it's still 11 o'clock, so it's still early. I am going to eat, make sure I am not hungry, and I will be bringing my Fuck It Foods worksheet to the call. I'm going to do it with you, but we've never done it this way before. You are going to bring that Fuck It Food that, you know, once you put your hand in that bag of chips, you just can't stop, right? Those foods. You're going to come, though, to the call not hungry. Aha! It's a little bit of a difference. We've never done it this way. And so that is what is happening on Sunday. I'm super excited. Never done it. Brand new worksheet will be on the website this afternoon. Yeah, it's really good. So you either print it or download it digitally before the call on Sunday. If you can't come to the call, no problem. Just do it. So if there's time to coach at the end, I will coach, but I'm doing the worksheet. We're going through the whole thing in its entirety. So it is at 10 a.m. Central, 11 Eastern for myself. But that is what we are going to do. We're going to do it together as a group of no BS women, as a flock. So I'm very excited about that. So make sure you do that. Don't forget, this month we're doing emotional eating. If you've not listened to the videos yet, I think there's 7 videos. Super simple, very quick. Go ahead and do that. It is on the website under courses. You can find it there. We have got the emotional eating reset guide and the emotional eating journal that you can go through. So, enough said. Enough said. So, this time we are doing in June. Remember, it's our hot girl summer, June. We are going to go ahead and get to your questions. Aha. Michelle says, hey, MJ, hey, where can I find the 30-day overeating journal prompts? So we've got like a planner, sort of a like a mini planner in the journal, in the reset journal, whatever it's called, emotional eating reset journal. And then also on the website where you get your planner under resources, where you get your planner, the very bottom of the page, there is a journal. Aha. With a lot of different topics in there. So that is where you get anything else that you need. That's all, where all the journal prompts live. Oh, Tammy said she has this exact outfit I have on. Did you get it from the TikTok shop? I got it from the TikTok shop. My kids say I'm obsessed with the TikTok shop, but there's that. Let's see. When I'm stressed and anxious, my hunger signals are all messed up. Yes, exactly. I suddenly get hungry from nowhere and eat just a few bites fills me up. Sometimes I feel like I'm a bottomless pit and just keep eating without any stopping points. How can I regulate my hunger signals and anxiety and stress? It is not a true hunger signal. That is an urge. That is an urge created by a feeling that you're having. So probably for most of us in the past, when you have those feelings, you eat. And so now what happens is you have those feelings and your body is like, oh, I know what happens when this, every time you're anxious and stressed, we eat. So I should remind you that that is what needs to happen right now because we need to eat. Because that's what we know how to handle this emotion. We've done it so many times. That is when you want to go through that emotional eating reset. You want to use all of the tools that Corinne has in there. And also in the, I gotta find it. I gotta find it. In the emotional eating reset guide, on page, what page is it on? I know I saw it a little bit ago. There's something here about an urge. I'm trying to find the page. There is an action sheet, emotional eating messenger. There's something about an urge one I saw in here. But oh. Urge discovery worksheet. You can do a discovery worksheet about your urges. That is in here, an urge discovery worksheet. And it's on page 20, 21. It's all over the place. That's what you're going to want to fill out. That's how you're going to uncover what you actually need or want in that moment because you're feeling stressed about something. There is a thought that you're having about some kind of a situation that's going on in your life, and typically you've eaten over it. And now You've got to come up with something. You've got to give yourself what you actually need. If you are feeling anxious about something that's coming up, maybe you need to sit down and identify the actual facts. I had somebody write me an email the other day, and it was this long, it was two or three paragraphs of all this stuff. There were two facts in there, and she was getting herself all spun up. And so I read everything that she wrote me, and I was like, you do realize ain't but two things that's true in everything you just wrote. And then she emailed me back and she was like, oh my gosh. Like, even whenever I just pulled out the facts for her, she was like, that makes me feel so much better because she even recognized all of the thoughts that she was having about her situation. And she was like, wait a minute. Like all of this other stuff is the drama I'm pulling up. And so, for a lot of times, stress and anxiety, it's what can I control and what is actually true. That always brings me back just a little bit because I realize that it's the story that I'm telling myself about that stuff that is making me feel stressed and anxious. So, I want you to go print out the reset guide. Look at it and then fill out that urge discovery worksheet and see what do you really need in the moment. Those worksheets, now I'm very good. I've been practicing this for a minute, for a whole minute, at maybe 2 minutes. I can pretty quickly now, because I'm well practiced, when I'm having an urge and I know I'm not hungry, I can be like, what's really going on? I can answer myself. We did not have these worksheets when I was a baby, no BS woman. This is gonna speed up your process of getting to the root of your emotional eating so much faster. Remember when I was back in no BS, when I was a member, we had to walk uphill both ways to get an answer. But now Corinne has, she built this out because we knew that y'all needed help getting there quicker. So when you do these worksheets and you do these, these urge kind of discovery worksheets, she asks you the exact questions to help you get to the root of it. And then you do it for, for a little bit, and then you get faster at it. And then you don't have to use the worksheets every time you have an urge to emotionally eat. 'Cause you just get better at it. You start to be able to identify your patterns, see what's going on. People talk about like doing this work, and they're like, I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. Me, for the rest of my life, I'm gonna have an urge and then I'm gonna have to fill out a worksheet. No, that's not at all what happens. You do these worksheets so that you can learn how to do it independently. You get really good practice at it so that over time, you'll learn how to do it in your head. That's what the beauty of all of these worksheets are. Let's see. Angie says the action sheet has been a game changer for me. What you might really need is something I've always had an issue figuring out. That's right. So Angie's like, I can't do this on my own just yet. So I'm going to use these worksheets. And then what's going to happen? Do you think, Angie, you're going to use these worksheets for a while? And it gives you like a template, basically. So you're going to get to where you're doing these worksheets and you're going to have in your brain now a template of when this happens out in the wild, when I don't have my worksheet with me, you'll be able to, those questions, you're like, oh, I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to ask myself this, this, and this. And then you're going to be able to do it on your own. What do I do to stop the sugar cravings? Okay. Probably it is for an emotional reason. If you're eating it when you're not hungry, you're gonna have to ask yourself, Stacy, what do I really want right now? Part of it could be habit eating. Part of it could be habit eating. I just always have sugar after lunch. In the middle of the day, I always have sugar. I always get a handful of M&Ms about 3 o'clock. Well, guess what's gonna happen at 3 o'clock? Your brain is going to tell you because we've trained it to do that. Girl, you know it's 3 o'clock. Those M&Ms, that's what we do every day at three. Just so you don't forget. I don't want you to forget. And it will send you an urge to eat that sugar.
because that's what you do every day at 3 o'clock. A lot of those are habit eats. And then the rest of them are emotional eats. When you are, I was coaching somebody on Facebook the other day, and they said something about, I don't remember exactly how they worded, but she said, I'm physically satisfied. I'm physically at enough, but I'm not satisfied. That is brain hunger versus physical hunger. So, and I just reframed it for her. I was like, you have had enough physically, but you haven't had enough mentally. Because that's when we continue to eat. It tastes so good. I deserve it. That's when all of that comes in. And so what you need to do is identify, what do I need right now? Or is it just a habit? Because y'all, a lot of this overeating, it is just what we do. We just finish our plate. We just have a handful of M&Ms at 3 o'clock. We just have ice cream on the couch after dinner. It's what we've done for so long. So, of course, our brain is going to be like, MJ, it's 8 o'clock. It's time to have ice cream. It's what we do every night. And it's an urge. It happens to be sugar. And then we think that it's a sugar craving. And it's just our brain taking care of us, asking for what we've always given it. And we have got to identify those things, those little one-offs. Somebody else, I've been coaching a lot lately. Somebody else said, how do I include chips and salsa? Or how do you include sugar? How do you include those things? There are so many ways to include it. You just stop before enough at dinner or lunch or whatever. And then you can have chips and salsa or ice cream or whatever it is. Or y'all, let's break the rules. If you want to have ice cream for dinner one night, guess what? Wait till you're hungry. Eat the ice cream till you've had enough. We can do that. You can have chips and salsa for dinner one night. You can have it for lunch. Just eat it when you're hungry and stop it enough. Debbie says, I reached maintenance 2 weeks ago. I'm having cravings like crazy and stress emotional eating. Is it normal or what's going on? I would ask yourself, what are your thoughts about maintenance? I know for me, one of my big thoughts when I got into maintenance is, well, about weight loss in general, because it had been my pattern, right? All I had ever done was lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. That's all I did. I was in maintenance. Hell, I don't know if I ever got in. I think I got into maintenance one time, once for about 5 minutes in my life before no BS, but that's all I did. And so my belief about weight loss is you're either losing weight or gaining weight. And when I first got into maintenance, the minute I got there, I gained 5 pounds. I'm like, what is going on? Then I would lose it and I would gain 5 pounds. I would lose it. And I was like, what is going on? And I really had to spend a lot of time figuring out what my belief was about maintenance. And it was, you're either gaining weight or losing weight. That's the only way to live life. And I was like, oh shit. No wonder I keep gaining weight. Because in my mind, there ain't but two ways to be. You either going down the scale or you're going up the scale. In my mind, there was no like hanging out. I did not even know what that looked like. I didn't even know, like, I'd never done it. And every time I'd gotten close, it just went right back up. It would go down and back up. That's why I always called it my trampoline weight loss. I would go down, and then just like on trampoline, I bounce right back up. And then I would go down, and then I would bounce right back up. So you want to start to identify your thoughts about what it means to be in maintenance. And a lot of times, too, once you get into maintenance, y'all, that little hit you get on Fridays when you weigh in on Fridays, guess what happens? It disappears. You get on the scale, and it's the same. You might be up a pound, you might be down a pound, whatever it is. That little dopamine hit that you got on Fridays for that scale going down, it's gone. You don't get that anymore. I don't have friends now. When I was losing weight, I had friends that were like, oh my God, you look so good. Now they don't even remember me overweight. They just remember me this size. Nobody notices anymore. All that's gone. So make sure you take the maintenance course. Make sure you take the maintenance course if you have not. Join the maintenance group. You can look up maintenance on the whatchamacallit website and look at old calls. And Coach Lizzie is now the maintenance coach. She's in your group, so you can ask her too. Let's see. Rebecca says, how do you choose a goal weight that's within an appropriate BMI? The range is too big. You just pick a goal and head that way. That's what I've always said. Pick a goal and go there. Currently, at my weight, 180 pounds, by the BMI, I am overweight. I'm overweight. That's where I am. I will be overweight. I'll be overweight. I'm good. I'm right here. According to that chart, I am in the overweight category. But I am physically active. I am, my blood work is fine. My blood pressure is fine. My cholesterol is fine. All the things are fine. I love the life I live. I love the clothes that I fit into. I fit into them year after year after year. And that's, I just kept going until I created the life I loved. And when I loved the life that I had, I knew it was time to stop. Food was easy. Moving is easy. Like I said, clothes, I can wear them year after year. And that's where I landed. And you just have to do what's right for you. Let's see. Why do I punish myself with overeating when I stray from my routine, even if I can't avoid the change? It's what is your story about change? It's too hard to plan. I am never going to be able to do what I say I'm going to do because shit just keeps changing all the time. You've got to go and identify those thoughts, y'all. You've got to. Because that is what drives the emotion that you're feeling that leads you to eating. We got to back the truck up. Y'all are trying to solve a, which is why y'all diets never work. Because the only way we had before was willpower. We talk shit about ourselves in one ear, and then we forced ourselves to do what we said we would do until we couldn't take it no more. We just couldn't take it. We just were talking like an asshole to ourselves the whole time. And then forcing ourselves to fit into a peg that we didn't fit into. And then just beating the shit out of ourselves mentally. We got to go back and figure, and we've done it forever, y'all. It's long, it's deep-seated. That's why you've got to use Ask Coaches. You've got to get to the root thought of what is going on. And it ain't that deep. Just like me, I'm either gaining or losing. That's not some deep, dark, shameful, painful thought. It's like, oh, damn. Wonder where that came from. Oh, I know. That's all I've ever done. Up or down, up or down, up or down. It's all I've ever done. It's the only thing I know. And for a lot of you, it's like if I uncover the thought, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, it's going to be this deep, dark, whatnot. It's not. It's usually just a little benign thought and or a belief that you've had about yourself or weight loss or maintenance or stall. Like, every time you hit a stall for all of us, well, guess my weight loss is over. Be this size the rest of my life. Can't ever figure nothing out. You've got to start looking at that. And that's why coaches are so good. Because we can help you figure out what that thought is. What is driving that action? What is creating that urge to eat? Where is that stress coming from? Where is that, anxiety coming from? Where is that procrastination coming from? Let's see. See. All right. Keep asking questions. I know Karen said, my doctor said to ignore the BMI chart, that I will never fit in the range. They say because my muscle weight pulls me as obese. You know what my doctor said? That is one number. That's what she told me. She said, that is one number out of a panel of numbers that I look at. Everything else, you are spot on. I am not worried about one number. which I thought was lovely. Yes, I know. Michael Jordan is in the NBA. He's obese. Come on now. I mean, that's just a number some people made up. Keep asking your questions. Ask your questions. Ask your, what else do you want to know about emotional eating or anything else, really? I have recently been diagnosed as pre-diabetic and I have a high LDL. I exercise regularly. My sleep and water are pretty good, but I really struggle with wanting to improve the quality of my food choices, especially at dinner. I have a really hard time planning and preparing meals that make sense for my health. If I feel like I have to diet, I know a war bell. Katie, I don't know how long you've been a member, but I tell you my story. So I found Corinne, and I was never gonna lose weight again. And then I did. Well, I went to the doctor, and then the doctor told me that I was pre-diabetic and had high cholesterol and high blood pressure and high triglycerides, and she wanted to put me on medicine. And I said, give me 3 months. If you just give me 3 months. And so at that time, I couldn't join No BS because they weren't open. You couldn't just join No BS at that time. Had to wait 3 months, but I did follow the free stuff for 3 months until I could join. I was like chomping at the bit to join. And I lost enough weight. It was, my stuff wasn't good, was not good at all, but it was heading in the right direction. And I asked her for 3 more months, and then I 3 months my way. I never did have to go on medication. But I say all that to say this. I just cut out the extras. I worked on, am I hungry and have I had enough? I did not work on my food choices at all at the beginning. I just didn't. I couldn't. Well, first of all, I didn't even know what a level up was. All I had was Corinne's free stuff, and she just talked about, am I hungry? Have I had enough? Get you some water. That's all I had. All I had with the free stuff. I didn't have the extra stuff. I didn't have thought work, and I didn't have coaches, and I just had what was on the free podcast. And so that's exactly what I did. So before you level up your food, if you want to level it up, that's amazing. But before you level it up, get your overeating under control. Work on doable hunger. Am I hungry? Have I had enough? Get good at that. See what happens when you lose 10, 15 pounds. Those numbers are going to adjust automatically when you're not overeating. And then you can work on leveling up. If you just want to try something, go ahead and try something. But I don't think I leveled up anything for about 30 pounds. I always say about 30 pounds. I wish I knew exactly, but you know, about that. About that. I know I didn't level anything up until I got in the membership. I didn't know what the hell that was. Oh, yeah. Elena says when I was in maintenance before, I didn't even need to level up. Waiting for hunger and stopping at enough was enough. Because I'm going to tell you the difference in your health that just stopping the overeating makes is massive. Massive. It's huge. It's so big. Let's see. Sylvia says, I've been in maintenance for 6 months. The number goes up and down every day by a pound or two, but my average each week seems to stay very safe, stable. I no longer worry about that number. Girl, I know. Yesterday, I weigh every day too. Yesterday, I was up from the day before 2.4 pounds for in one day. I'm like, good gosh. And then I got on the scale this morning and I was down. So yesterday I was up 2.4. Today I was down from yesterday 2.6. So I'm at a net 0.2 pound loss. I was like, the what in the hell happened? What in the hell happened? Can you give me some thoughts to make me feel worthy of the time and resources that it takes to lose this weight? I'm no different than anybody else. I deserve what everybody else does. I deserve what I tell other people they deserve. I deserve it too. Because if I'm telling you, remember what they used to say? If you tell, oh, I got three fingers pointing back at me, Anonymous. And the other thing is too, you're in the membership. I'm paying for this. Does that help you? I mean, I've got a coach in my, I'm paying for these people to help me. We're not giving you charity either. You're paying every month to be here, to get the support of this membership, to get Ask Coaches, to get that private Facebook community. So that may be where you start. That could be where you start. I'm paying for it. And I deserve what I think every I'm helping Coach MJ and Coach Lizzie keep their job by asking these questions. There's that too. The more questions I ask, the more job security they have. There's that, right? Doing us a favor, if that makes you feel better. And then the other thing is, you don't want to say, like, I am worthy, I am loved, like, whatever, if you don't feel that way. So I might be wrong about not deserving help. Maybe I'll just ask this one time and see how that makes me feel. Just baby step, dip your toe in. I'm just gonna do it one time. What are some of your favorite statements or questions you can say to yourself when you find yourself wanting to emotionally? What do I really want right now? What could be going on for, what is going on with me right now? That's a good one for me. What am I feeling right now? What else do I really want? Those sorts of questions. Let's see. Oh, let's see. Just started a few weeks ago. Welcome. I'm going through the last few modules. I'm working on listening to the initial modules of the No BS Weight Loss course she's talking about and learning the basics. But I know that I have tons of emotional eating and should I try this emotional eating first? No. And I'm going to tell you why. Everything that we teach in No BS is built off of the No BS Weight Loss course. Like, you'll hear the same language in every course that you ever take inside of No BS. Well, it all kind of builds on that. We call it like the foundational course. So the good thing about No BS is whenever you're done with those last couple of modules, the emotional eating, course will still wait, reset will still be there and you can go through it. And just because we're, then you can even come back and look at all the calls that we did on it and all that other stuff. And then if questions come up for you, you just head over to Ask Coaches. So that we can help you work through it in real time, wherever you are, wherever you're living. What it doesn't matter if it's a year from now. Members who join a year from now will have access to this reset and they'll be able to go through it and ask the coaches questions, which is amazing. Yep, you got to learn the lingo, Jean. That's right. There are days when I feel like I'm on fire and I can do all the things like a boss, but then the days hit where old shitty moves into my brain and it all feels so hard and like I just can't do it. Okay. Suggestions for those not so good days. What can I do to put my evil twin, old shitty, back in the corner where she belongs? Patricia, I wish I had better news for you. Old shitty is gonna walk around with you for the rest of your life. I know. I hate to burst anybody's bubble. We all have good days and bad days. We all have days where it feels harder. And here's where the problem is when we think something's wrong with that. When we think something's wrong with that, then that's when we quit on ourselves. But there, I used to, when I was doing private coaching, I used to always tell my clients, your 100% is different every single day. Just because you're having a bad day and you don't do what you did yesterday doesn't mean you're not giving 100%. 100% looks different for everybody every day. Think about when you're sick and all you can do is like fill up your water and lay in the bed. That's all you got. That's your 100%. On other days, you could be out walking and going to work, doing all kinds of stuff. That's your 100%. But those old shitty thoughts, you have got to just look at them And be like, I see you. I know why you're here. You can try to level up the thoughts a little bit, but wanting them to disappear is just going to make us miserable for the rest of our lives. There are days when old shitty feels like he's got a megaphone, a bullhorn, or whatever you call that thing. It's going to sound loud, and then some days he's going to be just kind of whispering in the back of your brain. But that's when, Patricia, you need consistency and not perfection. Today feels really hard. You might even overeat on those days. But you know what I'm going to do? I can always wait till the next time. I can take this, learn from it, and move on. I'm not going to sit here and beat myself up. I'm not going to do that anymore. I have decided I'm just not going to talk crap to myself. And you just have to hear them on those days. Let them be there, but don't let them drive. Coach Judith, if y'all ever remember Coach Judith, who used to be here, she's really bad anxiety. And she was like, there are days her anxiety is really, really bad, but she doesn't let her anxiety be in the driver's seat. Some days she has to take her anxiety, put it in the chair beside her, buckle them in, buckle in her anxiety. I love that visual. And then just let it ride with her. So there are some days that old shitties are going to be quiet. And there's days that he is going to just be me, 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 all day long in your ear. That's when you take him and you put him in the passenger seat. Be like, listen, talk all you want. We all have that friend that we just talks and talks and talks, and then we tune them out. Just let them keep talking. That's the way that it works sometimes. That's just the way that it works sometimes. Claudia says, after an initial loss of 9 pounds, I have been going up and down the same 1.5 pounds for weeks. I have been patient, consistent, not perfect, no fuck it eats at all. That's a win for me. Any thoughts on how to break this plateau? I have a couple of thoughts, Claudia. I want you to really dive into doable hunger, especially enough. Because a lot of times what happens is when you lose that initial weight, even just cutting out the snacks when you're not hungry, those extra couple of bites is enough to get the scale moving. And so we think that we've got maybe have enough on lock. But if you're hovering around the same 1.5 pounds, like you're just kind of skimming around, you're very close to weight loss, but you probably were just eating a little bit over enough, just a hair. So I want you to do the halftime method. That is the best, quickest, easiest way to figure out what enough is. So the halftime method, for those of you who do not know, you serve yourself half of your food, dinner, lunch, whatever it is. You serve yourself half, you eat that half, and then you take a break for 10 minutes. See if you want more. If you do, go back and eat half of the half. And then wait 10 minutes and do it again. Repeat until you've had enough. Because I bet you, Claudia, you just need to tweak that enough, just a hair, just a hair. You're probably just eating a few bites over your meals. I bet you. Let's see. I notice as I've gotten closer to maintenance that it's more about the way I feel and look versus a certain number on the scale. That's exactly what I was talking about. You like find your maintenance life. A part of me doesn't want to say I'm in maintenance until I look and feel the way I want to, then don't. How can I reassure myself that maintenance can be many different feelings and look differently day to day? It's just like the rest of life. It's just like weight loss. Just because you change from weight loss to maintenance, weight loss looks and feels different day to day too. Just like we were talking about, some days those thoughts are super loud, sometimes they're quiet. Sometimes plans change and you have to adjust. You have to pivot. You have to do certain things. It's exactly the same thing. It's just a different phase of weight loss where you're not losing weight, you're just maintaining. But it's still life, y'all. It's still life. That does not change. Some days thoughts feel louder, some days they don't. Some days you eat salt or whatever. I don't know what happened to me yesterday when I went up 2.4 pounds in a day. Don't think I didn't have shitty thoughts yesterday when I saw that number. I had to work on it all day. I'm like, the fuck? I've been doing so good. I don't know what happened. What did I eat? I just ate leftovers. I don't know. Like, whatever. I had all kinds of thoughts yesterday that I had to work through. And then today on the scale was down, and I was like, look, all that shit for nothing yesterday. But I didn't eat over it. I just had to keep reminding myself the scale goes up and down. As long as I stay consistent, I'm going to get the results that I want. I just have to stay consistent. Now is not the time to give up on myself. Now is not the time to throw in the towel. That's when the scale goes up, that's my indicator light to double down. For so many people, it's their indicator light to quit on themselves. We got to switch that. You have got to figure out what is that root cause? What is going on? Why is the scale up? Look at those little tiny habits that you have, those little that are skirting around the edges. We've got to look at them and use as coaches to help us work through them. Joan says, our son has been diagnosed with a neurological condition. I'm writing my plan every day. I'm very emotional at this time. Is it okay to lower my expectations? I'm wondering if at this time I let go of my expectations and reset my goal to just for today, I'm writing and following my plan. Everything else I'm putting on hold, or am I losing myself in this diagnosis? Here's what I would tell you. Joan, first of all, this is very difficult. When something like that happens, everything we think everything else has to go on pause. Corinne coached somebody on Sunday. Does anybody remember which caller it was? And I don't remember which call it was on either. And it was about somebody help me out. What was it about? It's like it's a different season and it looks a little bit different. Why can't I think? I listen to so much Corinne, y'all. Anyway, was on the calls, one of the calls this past Sunday, and she talked about going through a really hard season. And Corinne was like, it looks different in this season of life. But here's what I wouldn't do, Joan. I would not give up on doable hunger. And I'm gonna tell you why. Probably, if you're about to walk through something medical that is going on, what do you and your son need? You and your son need the very best version of you, the healthiest version of you, the most energized version of you. And I would really still work on, am I hungry? That does not take away from you caring for your son. Nobody suffers. Nobody suffers. Your son does not suffer because you ask yourself, am I hungry? Nobody suffers because you leave bites on your plate. The only thing that happens when you do that is you show up as the very best version of you for you and your son. So I just want you to think about it that way, if it is helpful. Use as coaches. You're probably going to have more emotional eating. You're going to notice more urges to emotionally eat. That's when you use us. That's when you lean on us for us to help guide you through. And the other thing, Joan, I mean, I'm not like trying to, upsell you or whatever, but we do have private coaching as an option as well to help you work through this as a new diagnosis of your son. Looking at what the new normal is. What does this mean for me? What does it mean for my family? What does it mean for my goals? How do I take care of him and take care of myself? Because when you do, Corinne said it in the emotional eating reset, it's not like you're taking food away from yourself, but when you take away that eating when you're emotional, then you really do get to the root of what you really, really need. You start working through some of the, the anxiety and the stress and the shame and the guilt, whatever feelings that you typically eat over. You don't no longer have to hide behind food. You no longer have to hide behind those bites of food to get through. You can give yourself what you really, really need in the moment. So, Joan, I would just say, if you are thinking about, if you've ever thought about coaching, this is the type of thing that private coaching is really, really good for. So you don't lose yourself in the diagnosis. Brenda said, oh yeah, her dad died and her daughter came out. As soon as you said that, Linda, like her picture just came in my head. First call on Sunday, maybe third person. It was so good. It was really, really a good call. That's the call you should listen to. Oh, Betty says, can you speak to getting better at practicing a pause before an overeat? How do you personally practice this? I love this so much. Any tips on things to try to shift my mindset to wanting to sit with the pause? This week, I'm practicing setting a timer on my phone. Well, first of all, Betty, let us know how that goes because I think that's awesome and amazing. We've even had people put a sticky note beside their plate that worked really well. I just started, I basically just moved myself into the halftime method. I'm not great at pausing with a half plate of food. I'm just not. It's not my, I'm just not good at it. And so I just set myself up for success. So I have very small bowls. I have smaller plates. That's what I typically will use to eat so that I can force my, not force myself, but basically when the food is gone, that's my pause. So I have a, I have a break and I get to pause. The other thing that I did for a pause was because I would need to pause before snacks. I was a grab asser and like just not wanting to do something. I'd find myself in the kitchen and then I'd be like 5 bites in. I'm like, how the hell did I even get here? I don't even know. I had to use sticky notes. I did not have to use sticky notes. Y'all, I talk so hard sometimes. I chose and decided to use sticky notes because it made my weight loss easier. Do you see the difference in that? I'm just telling you what a terrible emotional eater I was and what a grab asser. And like, and I had to do, I didn't have to do shit. I didn't have to do nothing. I chose to because it made my life easier. I wanted to because it made my weight loss easier. Do you see how easy that was? I just love that. And see, I still catch myself, y'all, talking about like it was a cross I had to bear. No, it wasn't. I made a decision. Anyway, I hate to say have to. Anyway, I did use those because it did make it so much easier. I had on my refrigerator a sticky note that said, is this worth the time it will take you to lose the weight? I have a drawer with my snacks in there. I put a discovery worksheet in there. I made my snacks more difficult to get to. I don't leave shit out on my cabinets. So that's what creates a pause for me. Like just a natural, like it's not there. So then as I'm going, where did I put that snack? As I'm thinking about it, that's my pause. And that gives me a chance to make a different decision. Let's see. Can you go over exactly what we should be working on this week? I'm a returning member and I feel like I'm not doing enough. Oh gosh, I have done module one and I'm using the quick start guide. I don't see the journal planner or fuck it food worksheets in my resources. Okay, Misty, you don't be a clicker. Corinne talked about it recently. Lay off the clicking. You're overwhelmed because you're clicking and you're looking at all this other stuff that's available to you. You just want to focus on the no BS course, the no BS weight loss course. Everything will be available to you after after you finish the course. You can go back and do that because we're doing emotional eating this month, but this call is still going to help you, Misty. This call is still going to help you. You're hearing a lot about halftime method. You're hearing a lot about thoughts. Like this is a great place for you to be listening to the content, but your work is going to be in the No BS Weight Loss course. The Fuck It Foods worksheet will be up later today. It's not, Yasmin is working on it. And you're welcome to come, right? Like, you're welcome to come for sure on Sunday. You can do the fuck it foods way. It doesn't hurt you at all. But don't do it at the detriment of finishing the No BS Weight Loss course. If you find, for anybody that's new or anybody who's trying to do the emotional eating work, if you're like, MJ, I know I'm an emotional eater. I know this emotional eating workshop reset's gonna be a game changer for me. This is what's gonna make all the difference in my weight loss. And here we are on the 11th. If you spend all your time in Facebook and you have not, at the expense of doing this work that you know is gonna make a difference in your weight loss, get out of Facebook. If you are new to the membership and come to these live calls, it's like, I got an hour. I got an hour. I'm gonna spend on no BS. Go, and I ain't got nothing but an hour. That's all I got. I got an hour to listen a day or 30 minutes. Do your work first before you come to live calls, before you go to the Facebook group. Get that done. Because this has the worksheets and the self-reflection, and it helps you uncover your own thoughts. I can give you thoughts. I can give you thoughts that you can try on for size. However, they not might not be your thoughts. They may not feel amazing to you. And so this is like journaling slash coaching slash teaching slash studying, all the things. I'm gonna tell y'all, when I joined No BS, there were two things I did. I treated it like it was a college course. I was going to school to learn about the most important subject on this planet, and it was me. I treated it like it was my job. If Corinne told me not to click, by God, guess what I didn't do? I didn't click. My kids used to always say, if Corinne told you jump off the roof, would you? Yes. 100% I would have, because she did something I had never been able to do. Lose weight and keep that bitch off. And she seemed fucking happy. I every time I lost weight, I was miserable as hell. And I'm like, you know what? If she can figure out how to lose weight and not be an asshole to herself, I'm gonna do, I mean, sign me up. She says use ass coaches. Guess where my ass was as a member? Ass coaches. Back, it was so small back in the day. It was ask Corinne. We got to ask Corinne, and then it turned into ass coaches. I think we had both when I joined, actually. You could get a response within 48 hours from ass coaches, but you had to give Corinne 7 days before you get a response. Anyway, whatever she said, that's what I did. And I just want y'all to look at this. It is the work of your life. I want you to think about, like, just think about how often you talk shit to yourself. Just how often you just talk nasty. Like, if you could, if you had a loudspeaker at your desk right now, if you're sitting at work or if you're at dinner with your kids, imagine if you had a speaker that just spewed out loud every thought you thought of yourself. Just imagine what that would sound like. And what we're saying is there's a better way. There's a way that you don't talk shit to yourself. There's a way that you can be compassionate to yourself. There's a way that you can change relationships in your life. You can change relationships with alcohol. You can change relationships with food. You can finally give yourself emotionally and physically what it needs. You just have to do what we ask you to do. We're going to give you what no other diet has given you. We're going to give you a way to live your life and lose your weight at the same time without jumping through hoops. That's what I want for you. And I went off on you, Misty, on your question. Get so fired up. Because I'm going to tell you, if I could give this to you, I would. And I've said this so many times. If the good Lord from heaven came down and said, MJ, tomorrow when you wake up, you're either going to be 265 pounds again, or I'm gonna like your brain is gonna be like it used to be. You can keep this body. You can weigh 180 pounds forever and ever, amen. But you have your old shitty brain. Or you're gonna be 265 and you get to keep this brain. I'm not even question. I'd wake up tomorrow at 265 pounds. Not even question. Because I could do it again. As long as I got to keep this. Because I'm changed from the inside, y'all. I'm changed from the inside. The way I talk to myself, the way I react to myself, the way I talk to my family, the way I interact with my friends, it's totally different. I'd wake up tomorrow at 265 pounds. I wouldn't even 300. I don't give a shit. Whatever you want to give me, I take it. Let's see. Anonymous says, I just finished up 3 months of private coaching. I couldn't continue due to finances. I'm also not on Facebook. I feel like I'm going through a strange transition, not having the one-on-one coaching. I definitely lost progress last week. I use Ask Coaches, so I think eventually that will fill the void, even though it's not the same. It's not the same. I mean, because you're talking to somebody, one-on-one on a call every single week in private coaching, and then you have that Slack interaction and they know you, right? So they you kind of you talk in shorthand with your private coach. You don't have to dig in. But you do know also, once you do the 3 months of private coaching, you always come back month to month. So you could even wait a few months and then sign back up for 1 month at a time. We have a lot of members that do that. And then use Ask Coaches in the interim. And then the other thing you can do too is come to some of these live calls and see if you can find accountability in the chat. Because you're not on Facebook, which is totally fine. But you can be in the chat and be like, I think I want to, like, I'm looking for some help. Like, I just finished up private coaching and here's what I'm working on. Anybody else like past that and would like to work with me, whatever. That's another way you could do it too. Can you give me some thoughts to combat the idea that I'm not losing weight because of the medicine I take and the stressful life circumstances I'm in? So here's the thing. Thinking about the medicine you're taking is never going to help you. I'm going to tell you, I use my daughter all the time as a poster child. She is bipolar, has anxiety, and all the things. And except for one medicine, every other medicine has the side effect of weight gain, possible side effect of weight gain. And so she really does, she does her best to keep it down. She's in a size zero. If the medication created weight gain, that means that everybody on that medication would be overweight. I always think about that. Like, it's a possible side effect, but it's not a side effect. And then I also want it, a lot of times what happens too is what happens whenever you think those things, you have a lot more fuck it eat. It's not gonna matter anyways. Medicine will make me lose gain weight. I mean, fuck, might as well. It just doesn't help your thoughts at all. It doesn't help you get to that root cause of why you're wanting to overeat. And so you really do want to identify what is going on. And our circumstances never create weight gain or not ability to lose weight. It's what we think about it. You got to get back to those thoughts. You've got to. Something happens in your life. And then you have thoughts about it. This is too hard. I'm never going to figure this out. This sucks. That creates urges a lot of times because whenever you have those feelings, the only way you've ever dealt with it is food. So the urges feel stronger and then you overeat and then you've got this medicine. You're like, well, fuck, it doesn't matter anyway. Hell, I'm going to be gaining weight. I'm on this medicine. It's the same thing with menopause, y'all. I lost all of my weight in menopause. Does it make it more difficult? The more research I do on it, I think it kind of does. I'm not really sure. I don't get into the weeds with it. Maybe it makes it a tiny bit slower. I don't know. But I do know that if menopause 100% created weight loss, I mean, weight gain, everybody in menopause would be overweight. And you can't change menopause. You can't change menopause. You can't change it. It's coming. It's here. Welcome. Welcome. Here we are in it, in the middle of it. It takes all your power away. You're left hopeless. You're left absolutely hopeless. There's no hope. I mean, you can't change it. So let's work with it. Let's figure it out. Let's figure out what we were talking about on the coaches meeting yesterday. I got an osteoporosis diagnosis. I got to increase my protein. I don't want to eat past enough. How am I going to increase my protein? What am I going to do? Oh my God. Now I got to eat more. I'm going to have to eat past enough to get all this protein so I don't break my hip and then end up, whatever, all that mess. No. I'm like, how can I get protein in and still eat to enough? That becomes my question. How do I do that? Got to be a way. Let's see. Let's see. When working through worksheets and it asked me to dig deeper, my brain blanks. I don't remember the moment or how I was feeling, even when I do it when it's happening. Out of touch with feelings, maybe, but do you have any tips for me? Yes, Lisa, because a lot of times we look at worksheets as a quiz, like there's a right or a wrong answer. So I was coaching somebody on Facebook the other day, and she was kind of like you, like, I don't know, and I don't know what the thought is, and I can't. I was like, I'm going to give you $50,000 to take a guess. What is it? And she came back with it. It's the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't second guess it. Don't question it. Okay. If MJ was going to give me $50,000, what would, to answer this question, what would it be? Whatever your brain gives you is the answer. I know the work needed. It needs to be intentional with myself, but do you have tips for mind work when the people around us don't think we can do it? Don't think the way we were doing it at a work. Yeah. Hashtag everybody in my life. I'd let them talk. I just let them talk. And then I lost weight. I just did that. Okay. One time I did tell my husband, watch me. Watch me. And he did. He watched me. There we go. And here we are now. Just let them talk. People have their opinions. Yeah. So, I mean, that is a whole thing. Like, people are gonna, I'm gonna tell you something. I was 2 summers ago. Now I'm the head coach at No BS. I'm a life and weight loss coach. I've lost 85 pounds. I've maintained it. And I have like no friends, one friend in the membership. One friend, that's it. All my other friends have watched me do this, and none of them are interested. Not a soul. My besties that we have matching tattoos. They're not in No BS. They don't have a clue. And I swear to God, I got one friend who, oh Lord, have mercy. She just gains weight, loses weight, gains it. She's on the newest thing. Always got to be on the newest thing. And she cornered me in the pool and talked to me about for 30 minutes, my whole 30, and about how I was doing it all wrong. Now I've lost all this weight. I've lost 85 pounds. I'm the head coach at a weight loss company. And I wanted to be like, do you know what I do for a fucking living? If we met, honey. She 100 pounds overweight, and I love her with all my heart. She was like, this is how we're all gonna lose our weight. We all, like I'm included. I ain't trying to lose no damn weight. Whole 30. Let me tell you, 30 minutes. 30 minutes. I just let her talk. I just let her talk. I'm like, sounds good. I was like, girl, that sounds amazing. You should try that. You should try that. Good luck. I mean, but I said people just have their opinions, and that's okay. Let them talk. I just let her talk. Let's see. I struggle with depression. Am on medication, but still have blue days. How do I snap myself out of that state? You have clinical diagnosed depression. You are on medication for it. There are going to be days when you're bluer. But for a lot of folks who have depressions or like really heavy periods, that whatever that period syndrome is, whenever you have really bad periods, they come up with a protocol. So Corinne's talked about it. This has been a long time, so I cannot quote the podcast. I don't know where the call is, but she has a depression protocol, and it's like, I'm gonna shower, I'm gonna change my pajamas. Like it's that, it goes back to the idea of the 100%. On the days when you're blue, your 100% is gonna look different, and you have to give yourself a little bit of compassion for that, because it's not gonna look the same. I've had to work with my daughter so much on this, so much. She's a very bad social anxiety, anxiety, depression, bipolar, all the things. And there are days that she can make phone calls to folks, to do things, to make appointments and stuff. And there are days she can't. She just can't do it. There are days that all she can do is watch television. And some days she gets her whole house clean and she's very productive. But she's, you, if you have clinical diagnosis of depression, wanting the blue days to go away, it's going to make everything much harder for you. And so you've got to learn on those days, my 100% is going to look different. Oh, Catherine calls hers a mental health safety plan. I love that. And I've really, I mean, if anybody has any questions about about any of that, like I'm more than happy to talk about it. But we've really, she's come a long way. But there are days. There are days. Yesterday she was manic and it was a fun day with her. She called about 40 times. It was fun. She's joking and laughing and all that stuff. And then in a day or two, she may not call for days. She may be depressed and I'll have to reach out to her. And she just has to have grace and compassion for herself on those days. Diane asks, is the worksheet different than before? I think you're talking about the Fuck It Foods worksheet, Diane. It is different and it will be available on the website this afternoon. And then also check your Lizzie just put the personal protocol template in the chat. And then the Fuck It Foods worksheet will be up this weekend. I mean, up the end of the day. Fuck It Foods workshop is Sunday with me. So excited. Get your favorite Fuck It Foods and don't come hungry. Come at enough. And then you'll also get an email with all the instructions on, I think, Friday. Not really sure, but possibly on Friday. So thank y'all. I was so worried about asking me anything. I was all worried about asking me anything. I'm like, do I really think they're going to ask me that many? Am I going to be able to talk with questions for that long and nothing prepared? Girl, I have not had a problem. We're all good. So, and I love this. Oh, Father's Day is Sunday. I forgot all about that. I should probably make a plan for my husband, shouldn't I? I should get him something. But we do have a pickleball workshop we're going to on Saturday, which is love. I'm very excited about it. So, pickleball for the win. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Show yourself some compassion. A little bit of compassion today, y'all. That's all you need to do. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye.